You are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, which means commentator Archie McDonald joins us now. And this week he reflects on the loss of a once proud boast that permeated our country and also his Texas home.
While surviving high school several years ago, I remember a sticker displayed on the rear windows of a good many Ford automobiles on our streets and roads. The sticker read, "Made in Texas by Texans," meaning that particular car had been manufactured in a Ford assembly plant located in Fort Worth. Pelican State and Sioux folk listening this morning might regard the message on that sticker as just another Texas brag, humorous on steroids, attributed to all things Texan. Yes, it was that, but also this. A great many people who lived in the Fort Worth area had good-paying jobs, and that pay bought houses, clothes for kids to wear to school, food in grocery stores and restaurants, and eventually too many Toyotas and Hondas. From then to now, that scenario played out in many American cities. Forget Texas. Now the difficulty is finding a label on something that certifies manufacture in America. Not long ago, Judy and I had the privilege of accompanying granddaughter Kelly on a shopping trip for clothes. Minimac's role in such expeditions is to search for just the right whatevers and accompany Kelly into the dressing room to see what fits. Papa Mac's job is to pay for it, of course, but the fitting process takes a long time, so I busied myself looking at the required made-in labels on items for sale in an American clothing store in an American city located in America. Know what I found? Items made in Vietnam, Cambodia, Indonesia, Jordan, Mexico, the Philippines, Peru, India, Guatemala, and of course the champion, China. Notice any place missing? In my highly unscientific survey, no scheme of items of countries and manufacturers appeared, meaning not all blouses came from one country and jeans from another. Inventory Nationality Association did not exist. Looking at berets, I would have suspected France as a source, but no, those came from China too. We know the story. American industry outsourced to take advantage of less expensive labor and fewer governmental, especially environmental, regulations, hoping for higher profits. Nothing wrong with profits. But the ultimate conclusion of this process is that one day Americans will make nothing and have no profits, and therefore will be unable to afford something made anywhere else. When that day comes, will we all be running around naked as the day we were born in America?
Commentator Archie McDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison there. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by the Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating more than 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. Morning Edition continues here on Red River Radio.